be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the Gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today I'm going to talk to you about God's work and God's time. Huh? It seems like all the three readings spoke to us about timing, the timing of God and the work of God. And I want to begin saying that last time that you had the snowstorm here, you remember the snowstorm? So I was not here, I was enjoying 80 degrees. Huh? And then when I noticed that you had a snowstorm, I said, I hope when I come back, I get a snowstorm again because I miss making the snowman. So let's see what happens. Huh? So I want to talk to you about this. So I had the chance to visit with my family. And one of the things we did was we went to a little town close to my home city. It's like 30 minutes away. And I had the chance to enjoy my nephew. He's a little boy. He's 9 months. And his name is Danny Matthias. And since he was born, he became the love of my life. Huh? So I had the chance to spend time with him and also with my nieces. I'm going to show you. My nieces, they were here making a little star. And we enjoyed the beautiful weather in this place called Giron. And here, this is style houses in the little town. As you see, the paths are made out of stone, so it's beautiful town to be with and to be at. And also the weather is warmer than my home city. And this is a family picture. Everybody was knowing that picture, but it's kind of you can see and you can say, oh, it's a perfect family. But as you know, in every family, there is a black sheep, right? So my family is no exception. Even though I wear black all the time as a priest, it doesn't mean that I'm the black sheep. Huh? So, as you know, I have two brothers and one sister. And of course, one of my brothers is the black sheep. Huh? So I'm going to show you the picture of my family now. This is a picture of my family. It's a picture of the sheep with the black sheep. Huh? So here, we're talking about this. And this links with the first reading and the gospel, because the Lord calls us today to be his disciples. And God called Jonah to be his prophet. Huh? And all of us, because of our baptism, we receive the twofold mission as a prophet. Huh? So the first mission of the prophet that we receive is to announce the good news. And the good news is that things could be much better, right? that God is coming to help us, that He's coming to give us the grace so we can overcome the difficulties in life, that He loves us. That's the good news. And the second twofold mission is that we have to, the same thing that we announce the good news, we have to denounce the bad things, right? And that's the difficult part, right? As a prophet, to denounce something that is not right, and especially it has to do with somebody from our family, is difficult because we don't want to hurt feelings, right? But that's our mission. Our mission is to denounce something that is not good. So how can we do it? And I always say that we have to do it with love. It's not like we have to be quiet. No, we can say the things, but we have to do it properly with love, that the other person knows that we love them, right? So that's what I did with my brother. So I sat with him, and of course, because who else in the family is going to speak to him? The priest, right? So I had to have the job. And my family, his friends, have come to me to say to me that the girlfriend he has is not a perfect fit for him, right? Because the girlfriend is taking advantage of him. So it's not like I see that, but also many people see the same thing, right? So I had to call the attention to him. So he said, "Dear brother, thank you so much for telling me this. I was waiting a long time for somebody to tell me that." No, that was not what he said. He didn't say that. He was kind of upset. And I was sad because he doesn't want to listen, right? And all of us, in your family, have the same experience. We know that we are upset. We get upset because we wish the reality was different, right? But it's what I'm talking about today. God's work and God's time. So Jonah, who was Jonah? In the first reading, he said that Jonah was a prophet, but we can say that Jonah was a disobedient prophet, right? Because he was called by God to denounce something that was happening in Nineveh, right? To call the people to repentance. But Jonah disobeyed. He didn't go the first time, right? And he got in a lot of trouble. So I was searching because the book of Jonah, especially the part of the reading that we heard today, doesn't say what was the problem with this community, with this city, right? Doesn't say. The only thing that says is that God heard the wickedness of the people, right? That's the only thing that we found in this book of Jonah. So I was looking around, searching, digging in the Bible, and I found this book of, I don't know how to say it well, but it's Nahum. Now, this book in the chapter 3 said that the people of Nineveh were killing each other, right? There was a lot of murder. Also, that these people of Nineveh were involved kind of immorality, right? And also that was dishonest, there was dishonesty and also superstition. So these people had a lot of trouble. So these people that were, Jonah was sent to talk to these people. So when we think about Jonah, we think about the mission that you and I are called to do, the mission of talking to the person who has a difficult time, who is the black sheep of our family, right? And I can say that talking to my brother was not easy. But we have to be mindful of two things. What can we get from the book of Jonah and the call we have been given? Two things. The first thing that we can get from this is that it's God's work. The city of Nineveh, it took 3 days to go across the city. And how many days took for Jonah to convert the people? 1 day, right? 1 day. So it's God's work. No, I can say many things to my brother, and I can give it a lot of sermons to my brother, but he's not going to listen, right? And I know that he's not going to listen. But he knows that I love him, right? So it's God's work who does the job. He's the one who does the job. So it's not Jonah who takes the credit, because Jonah didn't want him to go to talk to these people. It's God who takes the credit for the conversion of the people. And the second thing that we can get from this, the second teaching we can get from this relationship with Jonah and our call to be Jesus' disciples, is that it's God's time, right? It's God's time. So these people were misbehaving, they were doing many things, but it was in the time of God that these people were changed, right? So when I come here back to the parish, I know God is taking care of my brother. So actually, I receive a phone call from him, and he said, "Dearest brother, thank you for your pearls of wisdom. It was nice talking to you. I know you love me and you care about me," right? But this time he said that those words. He knows that I love him, and he knows that we are struggling with his problem, right? And I know if you and I talk to our family members who are having a difficult time, they understand, they know that we love them, right? My brother said to me, "It's not my time yet. No, it's not my time yet. It's God's time," right? So as we continue the Eucharist today, I want to invite you to do something. And it's that when we raise in the consecration time, when we raise Jesus Christ, you also raise your eyes and put those people, those persons, our relatives, in the hands of God. Perhaps we are the ones who have to change. So we can ask the Lord the grace as well. This morning, when I was finished the Eucharist, somebody said to me, "Father, I was the black sheep of my family," right? And he's the one who comes every Sunday to Mass now, and he goes to confession regularly. So what do you think, that our prayers don't work? Of course. So that's why when we raise the Blessed Sacrament, I invite you to raise those relatives. Raise ourselves to the Lord. And let's pray constantly for them. Because it's God's word, and it's God's time. Amen.